Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Doc.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Lovely, lovely. Did you have a good day?
Yes, it's cold, but a little bit cold over here.
Yeah, well, we're experiencing that cold over this side as well, but we thank God nonetheless, eh?
Exactly, we do, yes.
Indeed, indeed. Now, we're talking about the father's spiritual role. We talked about fathers and sons last week, and so we come and talk about their spiritual roles. And one of the greatest challenges in a man's life is defining his role as a father. And to be honest, our sources for instruction and inspiration can feel limited. And of course, our culture has its ideas as well. And those voices scream at us. Plus, the lack of fatherly role models makes the task even more confusing for many men. But as Christ followers, our Heavenly Father has given us His word. Now, Doc, what is the spiritual role of a father in a family?
So the father in the family, he is a spiritual leader.
Mm.
He is a guider. He guides the family in connection with God. So he also do it practically to show faith in his family. So the father then he has a job of leading out in family prayer, in scripture and study of the word, and then also in other spiritual practices. But while he does this, he is giving an example to his family. So he is like the one who charts the way. He leads out. So the father got a great job in the spiritual movement of his family.
Mm. Thank you for that. Now, is the family's spiritual growth completely on the father's shoulders?
No. The spiritual growth of the family is not only on the father. It is actually the responsibility of all the family members, the wife and the children included. Everyone has a part to play.
I see.
Mm-hmm. But the father has got a job to lead, to guide, I would say.
So I hear you talking about the wife and the kids also have a role to play in terms of the spiritual growth. Children too, notwithstanding their ages?
Well, yes, they do. To my view, while the father, the mother might be mentors, the children may emulate the example of the father or the mother. So they cannot just be passive. They have to participate, to follow the example of the fathers as they are leading them in the fear of the Lord. So they have a part to play too.
Now,
and in some instances, they may also lead out in worship.
Just
give an example.
Now, do you think a father can still be a spiritual leader if he is not present in the home?
Yes. The father can still be a spiritual leader, though he may not be present in the home. This is, of course, challenging in the sense that he is not physically at home. But he can still set the right example. For example, he can communicate to the family. He can communicate to the family. I would say always he should communicate to the family. while he is addressing some other issues, perhaps the first issue is to make sure that the worship is taking place in the family and that the family is taking spiritual things seriously. So he can really be of help, though he may not be present. So his spiritual leadership does not mean that you always be present, but rather he sets out maybe a plan that would make sure that his family is growing in spirit.
Quite interesting. I'm not sure how he would do that. Would he remote control it? Because, I mean, if the father is not in the home, how is he going to know that the spiritual growth in the family? Or will he call at 8 o'clock and says, guys, I expect you to now be praying. It's now 8 o'clock. Hark, hiya.
Oh, yeah, of course, I've alluded to that it's a little difficult, but it's not impossible. The father can set a pattern to say, okay, by that example that he has left behind, that in this house we do worship together, and though he's away, he periodically calls, hey, did this take place today? Did you face some challenges? Or he can even in these days still share a talk with someone by social media. It can still be relevant. The best would be physical present, but not always that is possible.
Now, so are you then saying that a father can still be a spiritual leader even though he's an absent person in the home? Is that what you are actually suggesting?
Yes, okay. That's what I'm suggesting here. That's it. He can still be a spiritual leader. He's away from home. He should be in contact with the family. He's away from home. He should always remember that he is. He has. He can pray for the family when he's away from home. He can pray for the kids. He can make sure that the worship is taking place.
Now, do you think a father then can adopt a do as I say and not a do as I do attitude in raising his children? I mean, modeling a bad behavior but telling them to do better?
To me, I don't want it to be possible. That would be not the right way of doing or being that's not the right way of being a spiritual leader in the family. Setting an example is a big way or is a great way of teaching your kids. The kids learn by modeling. They will follow what their father does. So the example that he sets will have will speak volumes of words than perhaps the words that he can say. So you can say it right, yes, but you have to practice to live right. To live a life of faith by showing love, showing kindness, being a man of integrity, by also encouraging positive behaviors. And wherever he has got some shortfalls, he has to say, hey, my son, my daughter, I messed up here, forgive me. And then those role models would definitely go the wrong way in the child's life.
That's quite interesting. Now, can a man who was not raised by a godly father somehow learn to be godly himself as a father?
Yes, it is possible. The father, though he had a bad father, he may have learned some traits from him that are not good, but by learning new ways, new behaviors, he has an opportunity to change course. In other words, he cannot continue to say, okay, my father was a bad man, then I also need to be a bad father. I don't think that's right. But the father can learn the bad things from the son and say, no, 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 these things need to be unlearned so I can start a new course. So it is very possible to do that.
Hmm. And what of a man who was raised without a father, who was raised by a single mother? Are they able to exemplify what a father should be like?
Yes, you know that the fact that you were raised by a single mom, perhaps that mom combined roles as a mother, but at some point as a father. So there were some traits that the mother shared with the son as the son was growing up. So those positive things definitely will need to be reinforced in the father. Now the father should also know that no one knows everything. Mm-hmm. We are capable of learning new things that are good, that are helpful to our families. So by learning new things, by learning the role of the father, he can still be a good father, though he was raised up by a single mom.
Mm, yeah. Man, it must be difficult, though. Eh? I mean, he had no place to look at except the mother. And, of course, the mother can only truly be a mother, except that, of course, he can try and, say, your father would do this if he was around. But the mother can only truly be an example of what a mother should be. Do you think that a mother can, show a son that walk in this path, that this is how to be a father?
What I suggest is that, or I would say, while the father is doing her part as a mother, definitely there will be some roles that she will do that would pertain to the father.
Mm.
So the fathery role performed or done by a mother will still be roles that are very important. For example, being a person of prayer, you can still teach a son to be a good father by learning the importance of worship, the importance of prayer, the importance of studying the word, the importance of being a man of integrity. All those things are very important and they can be learned from a single mother.
Now, before we let you go, Doc, what kind of support does the family's spiritual leader need from his wife?
Yeah, that's very important. The most important thing is that just from the Genesis story of how the family came into existence, they shall become one flesh. That means the activities of the home rest on each one of them. Now, as a father, as a spiritual leader in the house, you definitely need the support of your wife. Your wife will help you to support you. For example, maybe you had a very bad day at work and then you come home and then you find a welcoming wife who would give you courage, would encourage you, would make you to know that someone home loves you. So those traits will definitely help you as a father to do your work well. But also, the mother can have a periodic prayer session for the father, whether present or not present, but that prayer would definitely go a long way.
Mm.
So the wife has got a part to play in the administration or in the way the family functions.
Do external people have a role to play in, imparting knowledge to the family's leader, or is it only the wife who can assist?
The support that the father can have cannot only be confined to the wife. It can come from even external forces. We always have to learn new things. There are some things as a father you may not know, someone knows something, and then you can learn from them. But what we would emphasize here is that the father must learn good things from external sources that would enhance the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just good to learn everything that comes from outside, but you can decipher to say, okay, this is good. I have a new idea, I have a new skill here. Those skills may help you to have a good to be a good father.
Well, Dr. Tumbal Mutu, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been fantastic to have you. And as always, very great insights that you have shared with us. Have a fantastic evening.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for taking me in this program.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.